Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. And this week I wanted to talk about some of the basic skills you would need to give a really good critique. It's something you actually have to practice. Giving a critique is a skill. It's something you have to practice over and over again. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. It's also one of those things that you have to practice receiving a critique. And the more critiques you get, the better you get at understanding the feedback that you're receiving and how to interpret that feedback so that you actually end up with a much stronger body of work or a much stronger image when it's all said and done. That's one of the reasons I think it's so important to really establish yourself and get a community or a group of people you can work with to do those kind of critiques. And even if it's people who aren't great at it, together it's one of those things you can grow with over time. You can learn together how to give better critiques and how to look at each other's work and make it stronger. One of the ways you can really get that skill set increased is you could attend professional reviews. You could actually go and have your work critiqued by people who do this for a living, people who look at work all the time and work with that. You can also go to conferences. A lot of conferences, photography conferences, offer critiques as a part of the process. So there's a number of ways you can actually get in and find ways to have critiques, whether it's through your peers, professional reviews, or those conferences. But getting the opportunity to have those is really important. One of the things I like to really do when I'm first starting out in giving a critique is I like to understand what are we attempting to accomplish with the critique. Understanding that as you go in to get your work critiqued and as the person is providing the critique is really important because it'll give you clarity on what type of information to provide and what type of information to ask clarity for. With that in mind, knowing that you've kind of got that setup of what you're going to do and what you want to accomplish, what are some things that really you need to do that have your work go well in a critique? What are some things you could do to actually have that process work well? One of the things I like to start off with is you've got to start from a place of abundance with your work. A lot of times I see photographers show up for a critique and they might have 2 or 3, 5, 8 images, and that's not really enough. If you're having a portfolio review, you're going to have, you know, somewhere between 10 and 20 images maybe. But for a critique session and when you're trying to get to that point where you can build that portfolio, you need a lot of work. You need an abundance of work. You need more work than you think you're going to need. We're talking hundreds of images, if not thousands, if you're pulling a book together. You need a lot of work. And I think a lot of people don't come in with enough work. So starting from that spot of abundance is really important. I also think coming in prepared and having all those images to a point where they can actually be looked at and judged from a, not necessarily from a technical standpoint, unless you're getting a technical critique, but from a point where we can actually look at the whole photograph and assess and evaluate the whole photograph. One thing I also encourage people to do is not crop their images too much for the critique, because sometimes you have an image and maybe your crop isn't the right crop. And so if somebody says, oh, it'd be great if there was a little bit more room on the left side of the photo or on the right side of the photograph, and you've cropped that out and you say, oh, well, I can uncrop that, but I don't have that image with me. It's really difficult and it kind of might break the flow of the experience. So I like to make sure that we have uncropped work as well. I also think that it's really important that you understand that critiques are really a discovery process. They're an exploration of how images work, why they don't work, and how they fit together. So questions are really, really important in this process. Coming in and understanding what you're going to ask some people up front, I think, is really important. It kind of gets the dialogue going. But before you ask a question, I think one of the most important things to do is to look and experience the work. If we just look at an image and start talking right away, I don't necessarily think we give ourselves the room to really understand and think about the entire collection of work as a whole. And so to really start to go through and get a sense of who is the photographer, what is their work like, I think is really important in that process. But when you get to the point of asking questions, I think there's a couple of kind of key questions I like to start with, particularly if I have an image that I don't understand or an image that is not really working for me. I like to ask the photographer, why did they take the photograph? Because I think a lot of times when we see photographs that we don't necessarily understand ourselves, the photographer may not understand why they took it either. Or they may be attempting to accomplish something with the photograph that's just not readily apparent to me. So understanding why they took the photograph, I think, is a really great question to start off with. I think another great question sometimes is, what's the subject of the photograph? Because sometimes when I look at a photograph, I don't know what it's about. It's too chaotic. There's too much information in the frame. And so I always like to say, well, what's the subject of the photograph? And if it's not the dominant point of the photograph, it's not the dominant figure in the photograph, it's not the dominant gesture in the photograph, then I think that's an area where we can talk about how to improve that photograph in the future. How can we make that really a stronger photograph just by altering the subject. So I think that's another great question to start with. The who question, who is the audience? Who are we targeting with this photograph? What are we attempting to say to that audience? I think is an important question to get the photographer to think about meaning and intention in the work. I think another question I like to sometimes ask if I'm looking at a photograph is, why is something in the frame and why is it positioned where it is in the frame? So this starts to get photographers to think about, well, how are they composing their work behind the camera? And how is that affecting us as viewers? Because like I said in previous podcasts, when we look at photographs as photographers, we have memory, we have association, and we can oftentimes remember what was even surrounding the photograph. But as the person viewing the photograph, I'm stuck with just what's within the frame of the photograph. So sometimes giving some clarity around what the subject is can provide some real insights to help the critique move forward. So I think those are some great questions kind of to get started. I think some other things that really kind of help push your critique forward that really kind of make it work, in addition to the starting from abundance and then kind of really having some great questions to start with, is speaking in much more concrete terms than abstract terms. So the more exact you can get with your language and the more concrete you can get with the language, the better off the critique will go. At the same time, I also think it's really important if you're critiquing work and if you're sequencing work. So if somebody's got a large collection of images out there and you're starting to pull multiple images together to say these five or six images seem like they fit together, or I think this image should come in front of that image, articulating why that is going on and what your process is there is really important because it will help the photographer understand what you're seeing in the work and how you're experiencing the work. It'll also give them a chance as they edit and sequence and remove things after that of communicating to you what they're thinking. So you can just build more common knowledge, more common sharing by making sure you're having that dialogue. And it seems a little weird at first when you're talking about, well, I kind of think this photograph has a nice movement and the light here kind of feels like it fades into the next photograph. So those two kind of feel like they paired well together. And so I was looking at that, but then I was thinking that maybe they don't because the subjects are too different. Any of that kind of dialogue is just really important. It helps us understand more and more about the work. I also think one last thing that's really important when we look at having a successful critique is making sure that we don't overreact to a dissimilar idea or dissimilar notion or difference of opinion. Because at the end of the day, a critique is just an opinion. It is a statement of opinion about work. Whether it's true or not is immaterial because it's really the emotional reaction, it's the initial reaction, and it is based on opinion. And if we dig our heels in and start to get angry or get upset, and we introduce ego into the conversation, I think it can be a detriment a lot of times because we block ourselves up with closing off the kind of feedback we want to give because we're afraid we've hurt somebody's feelings or we're afraid of getting our feelings hurt. I think those are some really important details that we want to consider in thinking about what makes that critique work. So, like I said, things that really work, abundance, coming in with really good questions, finding a way to avoid anger, dishonesty, ego, and also making sure that you really have concrete language that really, really brings that forward. If those things work in a critique, what are some things that don't work in critique? I think one of the things that happens a lot of times is when people show up for critique, we're looking at necessarily their first collection of images, images they haven't edited or worked on. So I think you need to come as a photographer prepared with having put some effort into the work already. You should have already attempted to find really good work, put really good work in the box that you're going to have critiqued, and bring that forward. I think something else that doesn't work in critique is we talked about concrete versus abstract, but I also think only speaking in technical ways about the photograph can be a detriment. So talking about what lens did they use, what camera did they use, what paper is it printed on, those aren't necessarily helpful to understanding the work and creating more successful work. Now, you could ask a question about paper and say, oh, if I ask you, why is it printed on glossy paper versus matte paper? Because I'm having this experience and I think it might change my perception of the work based on the substrate it's printed on. That's completely different. But just to ask about what paper it is and act as if that is somehow a critique really doesn't provide that kind of information. I think one of the other things that happens is raising your voice during a critique. I think it's an emotional time to get that level of feedback. So we want to try to stay calm through those processes and things like that. I also think one of the other things that really kind of sometimes causes critiques to go sideways is that we're not open to seeing our work in a new way. One of the great things about photography and about art is that oftentimes we can learn as much about our own work by having somebody else experience it and share it back to us. And if we're not open to that, if we're not realizing that there might be multiple ways to interpret the work, there might be multiple ways to give that feedback, I think sometimes that can be a hindrance. And finally, I think one of the last things I would really encourage people to do is really listen to that kind of feedback, because everybody has areas of improvement they can get. And that's one of the reasons the critique is so important, is it gives you a way of working with your peers, working with your community to increase your understanding of your own work. And if it turns out you're technically weak with using on-camera flash, or your posing could be improved, or things like that, listen to that information from the critique as an opportunity to improve, not as a challenge to whether or not you're a good photographer or anything like that. That critique is there to help improve and help increase your efficiency and help increase your connection to your work and others' connections to your work. Make sure you're open to allowing that experience to happen. So there's a lot of things that can go into a critique and make things work and make things not work. In future podcasts in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk more in depth about kind of what that process and structure looks like when I like to give a critique step by step. How do I like to start? What do I like to include? You know, how do I like to conclude? And then how do I like to follow up? And I'll talk about that in a number of different scenarios, because it's different if I'm critiquing in a small group versus a classroom versus one-on-one, because they all have different kind of requirements and different audiences, and there's different ways to experience what's going on. In a classroom, for example, part of that critique process is the teaching of the critique. So we might not dive as deep into somebody's work because there's 12 other students, and we might find a way to accentuate a point later. We're in a smaller group or more one-on-one, there's different ways to approach that. So we'll talk about that in future podcasts when we really dive deeper into what does that process analysis of a critique look like. I hope I've given you some things to think about and kind of how you can structure a critique with your group or your community, and what you can do to really try to maximize the things that work well in a critique, and what are the kind of things you should think about avoiding. So have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get some great shots, and join us again next time. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes or www.theperceptivephotographer.com. Have a great day.